story, whatever he'd like. So right now, I would like to welcome someone who brings some great spoken word pieces with her every time she comes. Well, and Julie, that's part of the door prizes. Yes, Michelle has donated some things for tonight. Please give a big welcome to Michelle Boulay.
Thank you. So, Jake, you said you were thrust. Ooh, that's loud. Thrust from your mother's loins. I'm glad it wasn't your father's. No, no, no. We won't even go there. Happy birthday. Okay, I haven't done this in a while. It's a nice, angry, gross everybody out, so. It's called Saints Don't Smile. It would happen almost every week. My bony, childish knees sticking to the shiny hardwood floor. I was kneeling in punishment once again in front of the chipped, fading statue of St. Teresa or St. Ignatius or the Virgin Mother herself mounted high on a pedestal, the painted eyes raised toward the heavens, never down at me to bestow forgiveness for my deplorable sins of curiosity. How dare I ask how and why within a language permitting only yes, submit, and do it our way. These saints never smiled. When the saints went marching in, it was elsewhere. In our neighborhood, they endured in silence with fair skin and perfect bodies. They were awarded fame for their persistent masochism. We recited our lessons of dogma by rote for the reward of fancy prayer cards, depicting saints in Hollywood poses of gleeful submission to their torture, the Ted Williams and Mickey Mantles of Catholicism. There was the one of a perfect Sebastian, politely outfitted with a clean loincloth, hundreds of arrows piercing his body, his legs, his arm. Yet no hair on his head was out of place. No painful grimace graced his smooth visage. No blood flowed down his hairless limbs. There was another of Agatha, a grand chef, serving her severed breasts on a silver platter to her Epicurean torturer, never wavering from her heavenly devotions despite the gastronomical temptations. Then there were the stories of Bertha, or was it Agnes or Eugenia, scrubbing floors and wrestling hot laundry all hours of the day, performing her Sisyphean tasks dressed in a barbed wire hair shirt, dining on stale crusts soaked in dog's milk, sleeping upright in an airless closet each night, to die in sainted glory at 27. None of them smiled either. We were supposed to use the prayer cards to pray to the saints, to beg their guidance to keep us from sin. Pray for us, we beseech you, O saintly ones, you who no longer have breasts, you who are a starving wraith, you whose virile body is pierced 1,000 times, you who never smile. But I've not seen picture cards of the newer martyrs, the thousands who are tortured, who lie dead and buried under the rubble of ancient cities, surprised by wake-up bombs as they prepare the petit déjeuner. I've not heard glorious epics about the starving tribes who have walked the wasted lands of their dark continent, hauling the rotting carcasses of their young as extra luggage. I suppose they don't smile much either. I wonder if anyone has suggested they put themselves on prayer cards and call themselves saints so they can pray to themselves, to get help reviving their dead children, to get help finding a little water, a small dog to eat. They could pray to themselves, pray for fortitude, to help them suffer just a little longer. the sins of those who do smile. Big, white, shiny smiles from the decks of their mega-sized yachts, from their trillion-dollar executive chairs, from the hallowed halls of their self-righteous government buildings. They smile grandly and play one more round of their global monopoly games, licking the gold leaf from the edges of brand new shiny prayer cards, staining their big white teeth with the power of rabid gods. Thank you.
That was wonderful. One more big hand, please, for Michelle Boulay.